Okay. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar number 21, Tuesday, November 16, 2010. We'll address today three tips for mobile communication and social media, the trends for 2011, and how it affects your business. This is a shortened version of an earlier webinar, which we also gave today. I'm Urzi Gattaker, I'm the CTO of Commetrics. We've delivered social media marketing solutions and monitoring tools for all kinds of organizations. And ultimately, we help improve their customer relationship management, beat the competition, and close more business. Let me start with an example. In this case, it's the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration in the US, which is responsible for issuing recalls when it comes to drugs or food items. Their number one challenge was how to reach as many people as possible with their recall information and make it easy and cheap for them to get it. The solution which they came up with was to establish a Twitter account, and that issued recall information. So on some days you have one tweet a day, other days you have two, depending on how many recalls were issued. So what's the objective then I have for today's webinar? I want you to walk away with a clear understanding how mobile technology can help you leverage your information better to meet your objectives faster with the mobile internet. And then I want you to decide to maybe work with us and let us help you to improve your strategy or leverage your talents better when it comes to social media, including metrics and reaching more targeted customers. Three trends and three tips we address today. The first one deals with that technology enhances, but it can never substitute. The next one is that we love purpose-built devices that make it simpler for users, but you're also locked in with your data to one platform. And in the B2B domain, mobile business or e-commerce is far from being important and will not really be that important in 2011 either. So here comes the number one issue. Will the smartphone make a difference in the classroom? There's been a lot of excitement that children use mobile devices and mobile internet to learn in classrooms. But apart from the pricing issues, the smartphone can enhance the learning process, but it cannot substitute. So whilst you can look up how to spell a particular word using your smartphone on the mobile internet, it still doesn't mean that you actually understand what the word means, okay, or what the paragraph you've just read tries to tell you. So there's still a little bit more, and it reminds me a little bit of the computer when the computer came in and people were saying it's going to replace all the paper. Well, think again, we're still drowning in paper these days. The tip number two, purpose-built devices like the Apple iPhone. The biggest challenge is that you can't really transfer your data, and Facebook wants you to keep its data with it, and Google is basically the only one that pushes this very much because it's in Google's interest that these data are transferable so that they can also be indexed in the searches and you can find them again and so forth. I don't think there will be much change in 2011. It will still be an issue which we haven't really fixed yet. And it's very sad that some people still say it's better to have a book on paper than on Kindle, because who knows if in 10 years you can still read it on the latest technology. The old Kindle format may no longer work. Number nine, m-commerce and e-commerce. We can look at this and location-based services. I've used a Tasty Delight here. As it shows, things don't work that great. While 5% or less of early adopters use it, the rest of the population hasn't yet taken it. There are, of course, privacy issues and other matters that we should be concerned about. If you enroll in such a loyalty program, or if you tell over Govalo or Foursquare that you're having a drink with friends or, in particular, clients. And if we look at the B2B, it's really a transaction between businesses. And while lots of people talk about B2B, they seem to be forgetting that 60% of the purchase dollar is spent on only 1% of the transactions, as the above study and the graphic shows. And so while we may do spot buys or travel purchasing, like changing our travel arrangements or purchasing a train ticket in Holland using our mobile phones, this is still usually a transaction between an individual and a machine or whatever, but it's not big kind of transactions, business to business, which are based on requests for proposal and legal negotiations and so forth. This already brings me to the wrap-up on the three tips. On top, you can see the New Hampshire Department of Traffic, which also has a whole series of tweet channels that tell people about traffic jams. It's one way on under number one, where we can say technology enhances, but it doesn't substitute to have the right infrastructure. But it can help you to cope better with traffic jams when you commute to and from work. Purpose-built device and data portability, that's something we really have to work on, because I hate the saying that I should keep everything on paper, because in 10 years I no longer can actually use it with the latest technology. And the third one is that while m-commerce has been touted as the greatest thing on earth to come, it's still a minor issue when we go to commercial transaction, business-to-business transactions. This brings me to the conclusion of the 21st webinar. Maybe here just a quick announcement. We have another one on the 11th and the 30th of November. I hope we'll be there. We have a post about it on university.commetrics.com. And of course, we also have one on the blog itself. So I say goodbye and thank you very much for having been here at our webinar. And I hope to see you again next time. Thank you.